This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you guys actually, oh my God, do you get ready for seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Ready? No, but I change with the season.
How like, do you as change?
I slowly start to incorporate more sweaters because I'm noticing that it's getting cold.
Are you a boot girl?
No.
Huh. Mm. Yeah, that is the one thing I love about fall, women in boots.
Do you like the Han Solo look?
Yes, I do. Is that weird?
No.
No, I mean on women, obviously.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh my God. So when I was at Shields, I'll never wear it in front of you guys.
Well, you got it now.
Yeah, what'd you buy?
No, I've done it. I've worn it in here before. I have one in black. Now I have one in gray.
A shacket?
A vest.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
a vest.
I know, but there's something. So I was dating a girl last year or 2 years, like whatever. And I wore the vest and she was like, the hoodie with the vest. And she was like,
That's a look.
Were they attached? It wasn't attached like the hood. I don't like when
I'm
they do that.
Five.
When they do the
it's
fake
not
hood
so
on
mean.
The. I hate that.
Oh my
like,
God.
Give me the option.
No.
Like, I'm old enough to make. No,
yeah.
I, yeah
no,
give
yeah,
me,
you want it my way.
Yes. Yeah. I'll wear a hoodie. I can handle it.
There's
if I decide to do that.
It's a vibe, right?
It is. I love
do you
the
think it's old man vibe though.
No.
She said it was old man vibe.
No, absolutely not. Because you can do like the plaid. Jacket thing with the hood. I don't know if that's any different.
Yeah.
But I love it.
I have a few like shackets, you know, like the one, like I bought more of them.
Good.
I'm just trying. It's real tough for me to think about fall because fall is where Tiak and I start to align more and more. Like in the summer, you are a shorts guy because you run hot.
Yes. Oh, I have to. And every summer I'm like, I'm not going to wear shorts this year. It's not that hot. And then it just eventually gets hot and I'm like, screw it. I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
I have to. Yeah. But fall is where I thrive.
So
I,
you
I
with the man bun and the shorts, no one's going to accuse us of being the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I went and screwed up and bought Kim Possible pants.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get confused.
Yes. <it's> gonna- All right. So here's the things you need to do to get ready for fall, according to, I don't know who it is. First off, they mentioned the PSL in this. And I just, as we have discussed on this show, just those.
Other I than, only got it the once.
Other than Presbyterian St. Luke's, the PSL is a thorn in my side.
Well, tell me honestly, because you know, you both of you know, I'm not a coffee person. I've never had a pumpkin spice latte.
You would not like it, but you might like the pumpkin spice chai.
Okay. I've never had chai.
This is,
I don't think. So is it worth it? Should I try it? To say I've done it.
I'll bring you one. And if you don't like it, I'll drink it.
Okay. That's good. That's low pressure.
Do you think I'm going to get hatred on the text line if I admit that I've never had a pumpkin spice latte?
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't like it because it's the thing that everybody does.
Can
so I won't
can
drink
Can I tell
it.
You something?
What?
I actually hate pumpkin.
But you like that?
Because 'tis the season. So I just drink
so
that.
We just said,
I hate
fall
pumpkin
was
pie.
The season for doing certain things with a certain part of your body,
to,
you'd
I
do
give
it?
In to peer pressure very easily.
Good God. What?
But like peppermint is my favorite.
Then don't. Well, okay.
But it's pumpkin time. I don't know.
I know you can't drink beer. But
there's gluten-free beer. Holidaily.
I know, but there's pumpkin.
Holidaily has a pumpkin gluten-free beer that I need to try.
Oh, God. Last time I went to Great American Beer Fest, it's so overwhelming. There's so many beers, you don't have time to drink them all. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what am I going to do? And it just went, bing, light bulb came on. And I was like, only do the pumpkins. So we went to do you have a pumpkin? No. Do you have a pumpkin? No. And then I was crap faced just on pumpkin.
Okay.
But it's so good. You're just walking around, it's just spicy and fall, and I do like pumpkin. But I just don't want
Yeah, I like a pumpkin pie, but yeah, I will try a pumpkin spice.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Do you believe in the bucket list? Should you create a bucket list for fall?
I do. I full-heartedly believe in this because...
I think it's full-heartedly. It's wholeheartedly.
Yes. I fully back this because recently it was my son's first summer like off of school.
He's four.
Right, but, but he was
in school.
What? Would you have him in a cage the first 3 years? What do you mean? It's his first summer.
We're pretty strict. What? No, it's his first, he was done with school, and it's like you have now a fine.
He was done with 3 hours of school 4 days a week, but, and now he's just like, man, Dad, the grind's really been getting me down.
He's smoking cigarettes. And,
okay. He's out behind the house, the one leg up on the wall.
Yep.
But he had a finite time before you need to go back to school. So we talked to him, we sat him down, and we said, what are all the things you want to do this summer? And we made a list, and we wrote it on like a big piece of paper. He has an easel that he draws on.
Okay.
So we used the easel paper, and it was on the easel all
you
summer long.
You literally did do a bucket list?
Yeah, we did. And it really helped. It genuinely helped.
What was on it?
Go to a baseball game. He had never been to a baseball game. So
he wanted to do that.
Yeah, we went to a Rockies game.
Okay, that's killer.
Yeah.
He wanted to take the dogs on a dog park, a dog trail. We did that. He wanted to go to a beach. And there's like a ton of stuff that he wanted to do. What?
We worked together. You didn't go to a beach.
There was sand. along a creek.
They attempted.
Hold up.
Which I'm only saying creek.
You went to somebody's house that had a kitty litter box?
No. Your feet. It was a real, it's like one of the trails that has a little stream by it and there's some sand and the kids played around in it.
It counts to a four-year-old.
Yeah, we weren't able to go to a real beach, much to my wife's dismay. But I skated by.
So what are you going to do this with your son for
probably
fall?
Yeah, probably for fall. I think it was just a summer thing. Oh, and then here's the other idea we had. On the back, write all of the list, write all the details. Baseball game was, we went to the Rockies game with Papa.
Oh,
for the first
so
time.
Cute. This,
like, write all the memories, and then we keep the list. And then when he's however old, 18, or we'll have a list of all the summers he spent and all the things we did.
Gosh, they're good parents.
Yeah. Okay, everybody.
We let him play in the cat litter, though. So.
Stop and think about your 18-year-old self, and your dad goes, here's handwritten. Do you want that?
Yeah, I would.
That would be cute.
To be able to
at
that?
18,
yeah.
When you're just wanting to do fat rails of cocaine off of some stripper because you're finally old enough to go to a Tijuana strip club.
Okay. I don't know.
Don't forget your four-year-old bucket list.
You have to take it with him.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.